Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, January 20th, 2017. An interesting day and an interesting week and what is sure to be an interesting year. This is the Toy and Movie Podcast, and I'm Adam Paulus. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was Hidden Figures with $27.5 million. Number two, Sing, $19 million. La La Land was number three with $17.7 million. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, held onto the top five at number four. It had $16.8 million, and The Bye Bye Man had $15.2 million at number five. And in case you're wondering, we did have a bit of a teaser and a title for Rogue One by this point in Episode 7's life cycle, so we're still wondering what's going on with Episode 8. Speculation has been that Rogue One doing well results in people not wanting to be confused in the marketplace that, oh wait, there's a Star Wars movie out, but there's another Star Wars movie? What? So, yeah, we get to probably wait till Star Wars Celebration, I'm guessing. New this week, you can see a XXX, Return of Xander Cage, The Founder, Split, 20th Century Women, and others in limited release. I really want to see The Founder. I could use a distraction. In the news, Guillermo del Toro asked Twitter if he should make Hellboy 3. The options in the poll included yes and hell yes. Mark Hamill joined the voice cast of Howard Lovecraft and the Undersea Kingdom, an animated film with Ron Perlman, Jane Curtin, and Jeffrey Combs, to name a few. Ted Danson went on Conan to talk about being on Curb Your Enthusiasm again. The show's been off the air for 7 years and will be coming back soon. Because America likes Spider-Man. There's an animated movie coming from Phil Lord and Chris Miller of the Lego Movie and Last Man on Earth and Han Solo movie fame. It has been confirmed this one will star Miles Morales rather than Peter Parker as Spider-Man, I assume to avoid confusion with the other movie coming out this year. No voice actor has been confirmed yet, but come on, Donald Glover, because he wanted to be Spider-Man and he's... why not? Patrick Stewart has been cast in the Emoji Movie. He has been cast as the poop. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's International Polka Dot Day. Wait, what? We're giving you free shipping on your in-stock order if you add a Minnie Mouse product to your in-stock order. Check our website for more details. Polka dots, people. Polka dots. Toy news. Transformers of Last Night RC Autobot Squeaks was revealed by Hasbro. It's going to be remote control. It's fancy. It's got rust spots and it looks kind of like a Vespa scooter. It doesn't transform, and we'll have more details about pre-orders as soon as we're allowed to talk about them. This week's new Hikari figure from Funko is a Ice Storm Snowtrooper based on the Force Awakens design. Pretty cool. New arrivals this week, we got the Dragon Ball Z launch DB Gal's statue. We also received a number of new pre-order listings, and more are going up all the time. If you like Hasbro, there's a bunch. If you really like Hasbro, we got a lot more coming. A lot more coming. New items include Gentle Giant's really great suite of products this month. You should check these out. The Star Wars Imperial and Rebel bookend logo statue. Very cool. The Star Wars Shore Trooper or Scarif Stormtrooper classic mini bust. The Jango Fett classic mini bust. The Spider-Man Venom Collector's Gallery statue. The Guardians of the Galaxy Groot and Rocket animated statue. And Spider-Man logo bookend statue. All very cool. Continuing on the Hasbro trend, we also put up Star Wars Rogue One Black Series figures, individual, Chirrut Imwe and Baze Malbus. I'm probably pronouncing those wrong, even though I saw the movie 3 times. Give me the 4th time. And the Spider-Man Marvel Now Carnage Artifact statue is up, and it's really cool. So we got Spider-Man, we got Venom, we got Carnage, we got Star Wars, we got Guardians, we got Minnie Mouse, we got a lot of stuff, and some new Transformers went up as well. Not Generation. Well, no, we did put up Generations ones. If you are a long-term collector, you might remember around 2009 or 10, the first ones came out. Little tiny, what were then called Legends-class figures. They're now Legion-class figures. About 3-inch-tall robots that could turn into trucks and cars and stuff. Starscream, Bumblebee, and Optimus Prime were available in the later... No, Bumblebee was in the 25th anniversary line, and Starscream and Optimus were in the Reveal the Shield line, which was early 2011, but they got pretty iffy distribution, and you probably didn't see them. They eventually were repackaged at certain discount stores, the Family Dollars, the Dollar Generals, and the Big Lots. If you didn't get them, here's your chance to get them pretty cheap. We got a set of three for $15, and they have good articulation, I would say, and they're lots of fun. They're basically, I'd say, a smidgen smaller than the original Minibots. So it's not scale with the Legends Minibots that they're doing now. So if you got Wheelie, Bumblebee is going to be smaller than Wheelie. But they're neat own scale, and they go great with your Metroplex and Fortress Maximus and any bigger toy, especially. I went out of my way to be buying all of these as they were coming out, and I recommend them highly. I think they're really cool. I don't know what deco changes there will be, if any. I don't know any of that yet, but check our website for the latest pictures and details we have. If anything changes, we'll let you know. And that's all I have for this week. I'm hoping you're having a good one. It's been personally a very interesting few weeks here. So, you know, if you have your loved ones, hold them tight. Go see a movie. Try to have a good time. And Toy Fair's coming up in less than a month. So if nothing else, at least there's going to be some interesting news from our industry coming up just a few weeks from now. I know better than to say I'll be able to record a podcast from the road. That ain't going to happen. So I'll see you guys back here next week for normal stuff, and the week after that for normal stuff, and then we'll go from there. See you next time, everybody.